Harry Wayne Casey, or Casey, from Casey and the Sunshine Band, joining us on the line. Hey, Casey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So I gotta say, still rocking after all these years. Your music is known by generations and generations. How does that feel?
I mean, it feels great. You know, I mean, I set out to create music that would bring happiness into people's lives and a new energy and, you know, the positive energy. And I'm happy to see that, you know, 40-some-odd years later, that the music is still doing that for people.
Now, you've been called the founder of the dance revolution, so it's not just a matter of making good music. You want music that people move to. They're not just going to sit still. They have to get up and move, right?
Yes.
So what's the secret to doing that?
I just thought music was really dark at the time. I, you know, went about finally finding where my niche was or whatever. And I just wanted to, you know, it was the beginning of the 70s, and we were going through the gas crisis. We were just coming out of the Vietnam War. I just felt music had gotten really dark, and I just wanted to create this music that was just all up-tempo, like you could go to a party or something and put an album on and just, you know, just flip it over, and side A and B was, you know, just have a good time. And, you know, it was like, you know, back then, you'd have a couple up-tempo songs on a record, and the rest would be just kind of put you to sleep. And I just wanted to break that mold a little bit.
So you mentioned the 70s, and, you know, a lot of that music is still popular today, right? We've got Village People, Gloria Gaynor, yourself. What is it about that music, then? Is it just that it makes us feel carefree, or is just a good beat?
I think it's the energy. It's the energy in the music, the positive message in the music. You know, it does make you feel carefree. It makes you feel young again. It makes you feel, if you're young, it makes you, you know, I don't know. If you're young, I think it does the same thing for everybody. It just makes everybody feel carefree and, you know, younger than they even are. if you're 18, I think it makes you feel like you're a kid again. I just think it's such an energy in it. It's the really last bit of music that really had real studio musicians playing the instruments, where it was really heartfelt. Every note on those records pretty much was heartfelt from a musician's fingers or what was, you know. And I just think it was all of that in those records that just makes them pop out and stand out the way they do now.
I was going to say...
The last time you would really start hearing a lot of real musicians play music.
I guess the real answer is, hey, if it's working, who cares?
Correct, right? Yeah.
Now, you said that, you know, you were young at the time, and I know music is sort of in you from the very beginning. What was it? You worked in a record store, right?
You know, I grew up in a musical family. My mother loved to dance. I grew up listening to R&B music. I grew up in a Pentecostal church where the music was always around us. So I was always around. I've never not been around music. My grandfather loved music. So I've been around music my entire life. So I lived and breathed it. And it was very natural for me. Natural thing for me to do and a natural thing for me to, you know, attach myself to.
Back talking with the legendary Harry Wayne Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band. You talk about the music industry back then. Oh, I'd love to know your thoughts about where it's at right now. Is it in a good place? Is it going downhill, uphill? What do you think?
I don't know. I don't even know if there is. You know, it's like, it's so confusing anymore. I don't even know where it's at. It's definitely not what it was when I grew up. You had record stores, you had actual product being pressed, you went to a store, you looked around, you listened to music in the store, and you talked with other people, and you shared, you know, your likes and dislikes with other people in the store and communicated. And, you know, now everything's done within your own home, and it's just all electronic, and there's no physical thing you hold in your hand to look at anymore other than the name of the song and the artist on your phone. You don't even know who wrote the songs anymore, who produced them. There's some things good about it because you get it instantly and you don't have to travel somewhere to pick it up. But then there's parts of it that I think that are missing, you know, the fact of looking at going into a store and, you know, browsing through the things and then, oh, I meant to get that record. You know, you don't think about that when you're looking on iTunes or Amazon or whatever to, like, browse through Amazon to it. You kind of go in there, get what you want, and that's about it.
And I think it's also too a matter of appreciating that one song by the one artist as opposed to going and getting the album like you're saying and enjoying the 12, 14, 15 songs on the entire disc, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing that's changed, you know, a lot. And, I can understand some of it, but now you can buy any song. You can just put an album, listen to an album, and pick five songs off of it that you like. You don't even have to get the whole album anymore. So, you know, there might be some great things on there, and unfortunately, the snippets they put on the, you know, for you to listen to doesn't even really give you a great idea of what the whole production's going to be, and you're not allowed to listen to the whole thing. So, I mean, streaming's doing that, but streaming's also ripping off the writers and the artists at the same time. I don't know. I don't even know how they call it a record business anymore.
It almost seems like, well, it seems like the love is taken out of the music, and it's now just so manufactured quick to be the next big hit, and there you go.
Well, it's corporate America. Welcome to corporate America.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
The corporations have taken over, and, you know, used to when an artist would sign with a label, they would get a 5-year deal, they would cut 5 records, the A&R department, the company would be behind them, would be involved in it, and now, like, they'll give you one deal, one record. If it doesn't happen, you're done. You don't even get... And you know, Fleetwood Mac would be over with if they put out a record today, because I remember when I worked in the record store and people would come in and just special order, you know, the first 2 Fleetwood Mac albums. And it was very interesting. They'd come and order, you know, do you have the Fleetwood Mac album? No, I don't. I have to special order it. And, you know, you'd have these random people come in and order this record. In today's standards, that wouldn't happen. It wouldn't even, the second album wouldn't even happen. And then the third, we never would have gotten to those great songs of Don't Stop. And, you know, just all those great Fleetwood Mac songs would have never happened if they had put it out on our record today through a record, label situation.
Yeah. Jeremy Bradley here, back talking with Harry Wayne Casey from the legendary group Casey and the Sunshine Band. So we were talking about the music industry and how it's just so manufactured and so corporate. Okay, so let's talk about quality music. And, you know, I've never written a song before, but how do you do it? How does it start? Do you have just a few words or lines in your head and then add music to it? Is there a process? Like, how does it all start?
Of different ways. Sometimes you have the title, or you get the melody, or sometimes you have the music first, or sometimes, you know, a couple words, and then you just, you know, it's like whenever you were writing a paper in school or whatever. Not that you would have your main subject, and then you would have your subcategories underneath the main subject, or you say, like, let's go out tonight. So you just think of things about let's go, you know, what you're going to do going out tonight and stuff. And you form the song around that particular title or whatever. Or it's written about a certain story or a life experience or some other experience that you observe or something you feel inside of you. So there's a lot of different things that go into writing a song. A lot of times you definitely draw from your life's experiences and the feelings that are inside of your head and what's going on inside of your life, pretty much.
Let's talk about experiences. You've had, again, decades of success in the music business. You've toured, you've recorded, you've won awards, you've done everything. Can you, I don't even know if you can you pick out one instance that is the highlight so far of your career?
Well, I mean, winning the Grammy Award, getting the star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame, getting a star in Palm Springs Walk of Fame, the American Music Award. I mean, you know, the greatest achievements really is getting that opportunity to get up on the stage and be before the fans and the people that have supported you and to share that moment with them, because until you get up on stage, we have no connection with our fans other than, wow, you've sold a record or 2 records, you've sold 1 million records. Well, where's the 1 million people? And until you get out there on the stage and really get to witness what the music has done and feel the love and share the love between you and the fans, it's like, that's really the biggest reward, I think. I mean, all the other things are just wonderful, but that personal experience with the fans is something you can't replace, or you can't, I don't even know where I was going with that, but...
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so, I mean, you're still giving it to your fans because you're touring, you've got a whole bunch of appearances. Mexico is coming up, right?
Yes, there's 3 Carnival ships that are coming into port, and we're going to get on each one of them and do a show three nights in a row, three different ships.
Right. Now, do you have any new music coming out? Are you still writing? Are you producing anything?
I have the top number 20 song on the Billboard Dance Club chart right now, a song called I'm Feeling You, and it's climbing the dance club charts. And we'll see where it goes from there. We have a new album of original material that will soon be released in the next year or so. And we just released an album of Feeling You the 60s, which is a cover of 17 songs from the 60s. And then our first Christmas album was released this past November. So we just got a lot of things going on, and just going to continue to tour and make music and have fun and enjoy what I love doing.
I was going to say, see, that's the key, right? No signs of slowing down. You're finding new ways to keep excited, and that's awesome.
No time to slow down now.
And so all the information about everything is on the band's website, right?
Yes. But, everything's pretty much on there. Our tour dates is on there. You know, if you want to shop and buy merchandise, it's on there. If you want to look at photos, you know, everything's there. Usually the news is updated. You can also go to Casey and the Sunshine Band Facebook, Casey and the Sunshine Band, or Casey Sunshine B on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. We'll be sure to check it out. Well, thank you so much. And again, congratulations on your decades of success. It's been great chatting with you.
Thank you very much.